one of the things that we're proud of here at the School of Journalism is some of the bleeding edge work we're doing with mobile journalism, using smartphones and tablets as our cameras, writing, editing, and publishing tools. Well, two new apps hit the market in the last few weeks, and they could prove to be game changers. Meerkat and Periscope let people live stream video and share it through Twitter. Already, some folks are using these apps to stream news events, looking at different spot news events, the building explosion in New York being one that comes to mind. We have an article on our Links blog in which the managing editor of Bloomberg Politics says these apps turn us all into C-SPAN.
Yeah, I think there is an upside. I mean, you're democratizing journalism. You're having more people who are able to capture things, for example, like the shooting in South Carolina. If we hadn't had that cell phone video, that cop probably would not have been charged with killing that man. But there are also downsides to it, I mean, that we have to be careful about. I think it makes it even more tempting for us to go with video before we've done a good job of verifying it. Hey, it's coming in live. We can grab it. Let's put it on there now. And I also think you have some very specific things we have to worry about. You had an image on our Links blog that people should look at, which suggests what could happen in the coverage of hostage situations. Mm-hmm. Because now it's not just journalists that have to be careful not to show things that might compromise in a rescue attempt, but you got everybody with a cell phone who could be doing the same thing.
I also think you got some serious privacy issues here. And I know that that is going to be, at least I believe that it's going to be a huge issue in the upcoming presidential election and other elections, because with everyone having a cell phone and everyone feeling as if, you know, that whatever they video, they can put up online, you're going to have some people going to go, whoa, wait a minute, you know, that's me. That's my image. This is who I am. And you don't have the right to take my image and what I do and put it out before the world without my permission.
I think we're going to have another thing, too, along those same lines, a concern about copyright issues. I was, especially as a lot of journalists, I like to call it shiny new thing syndrome, that as soon as something new comes on the market, there are folks who want to be the first ones to use it and try it out. And I was wondering who would be the first person to go try and use Periscope or Meerkat at the Final Four and then end up getting in trouble for live streaming something going on in the arena or somewhere in Indianapolis that CBS would own the rights to and have CBS go after him
or
for copyright.
Concert. I can tell you exactly. Uh-huh. I mean, or any sporting event. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have the Masters golf tournament coming up, and I mean, one of the things that the PGA has been trying forever is to keep people from using their cell phones at these tournaments, and they're doing it and they're putting it up, and that just causes a whole lot of issues in terms of copyright and ownership by these people. By these corporations who are paying thousands of dollars in order to be able to put these things on
the air. I have to think in the same way we had conversations about BuzzFeed taking photos off the internet they didn't have rights to. It's not going to be all that long before we're having a conversation here around this table about somebody live streaming something on Meerkat or Periscope who were in that same situation.
Right. I think that we don't have time to tell this story right now, but people should look into also how Twitter managed to overcome the we're first syndrome, mm-hmm. because Meerkat came out first. Everybody had the buzz around them. Twitter figured out how to rapidly get out a similar product. And when you've got these big players involved and they're not journalism companies doing this, it's a really interesting story.